Ask your good questions first. I got a meeting to go to. We got to watch the tape, so don't have very long. That was a long one, actually. What were you guys talking about? Theory of defense? Troy just was in town on some personal stuff, so he stopped by to see practice. He and Coach Zimmer have a long-standing relationship, and it's nice to have him around here.
Do you feel like, you know, I know last year you were installing your offense. I remember Greg Jennings said his head was spinning early in that process. You know, a year later, you know, especially with a guy like Teddy, but have you seen your players kind of grasping things much, much?
I thought our guys grasped things really well last year, and you know, at times it showed up and times it didn't. Obviously, the early when we played Atlanta, they had a good grasp of the things we were doing. I thought in the last 6 weeks of the season, we had an outstanding grasp of what we were doing. If we could play the 16 games the way we did the last six games, I'd be excited about the opportunities we have in front of us. You know, the thing you want to do, obviously, you keep doing the same things over and over again. That's the way you get better, and there's no secret to that. You look at the teams that have success, the Peyton Mannings, the Bradys. You go through it, Troy, when he was in Dallas. They get to be in the same system. They get the same people around them. They get to do the same things over and over, not 1 year, 2 years, but six, seven, eight, 9 years in a row. And that's what you'd like to create for this young group.
Teddy talked yesterday about kind of a better understanding of game planning and the offensive structure and what you're looking for. How does he kind of rank in guys that you've had and kind of being able to pick things up and that mental?
Well, he has no limits in terms of being able to learn and pick things up. It's a learning curve that all rookies go through, and then every year you should get better in those areas. And it's no secret why some of these guys I just mentioned that are in their 30s are continuing to play at such a high level because they have such a good understanding. So that's something that these practices give you an opportunity to give a guy experience, but obviously the best experiences you can ever have are playing in games that matter.
Charles Johnson, first practice last year, the second part of the season when nobody really knew who he was. Do you see him even breaking loose even more as he continues to gain experience?
I think he's growing as a player. And, you know, everything about production obviously has to do with who you're playing and how they're defending you. Our goal here is to, as I've always said, is to make sure all five of your guys that can touch the ball are able to contribute, whether they're running it or they're receiving it or whatever they're doing. And that's our goal. So in terms of production, I just want to get all these guys where they're playing at a high level. And then to me, the production will take care of itself.
What have you liked? What you've seen out of Charles, though, this spring?
He's stronger. Mm-hmm. You know, he was recovering from that knee surgery a year ago, and I don't know that he was ever 100%. I think he's 100%. He's got great work ethic. He's out there right now. Those guys are out there still catching balls and working on you know, things they can get better at. And he's a big, strong guy. He's a 218-pound receiver, you know, that can run. So he's got everything you need to be a productive player in this league.
What have you seen from Cordero over these past several weeks here?
I think Cordero's had a good offseason. You know, I think, as I said, we've got a good group of receivers. We've got a good group of guys that can contribute, can compete. We added to that group with Mike Wallace. You know, so I think we're going to have a lot of guys contribute on offense, and I see Cordero's being one of those guys.
What does he need to do to, you know, in this summer to kind of get back in the mix with the first string?
He's in the mix. I mean, in my mind, he's in the mix. I told our guys when we start games, I hope we have 16 starters. You can only put 11 on the field at a time. But if we can get, you know, where we're playing multiple people and we're giving defenses different looks and we have a lot of people contributing, it makes it much harder to defend you.
How about Jerick McKinnon? How's he looked coming back from the back surgery? And how do you look at the battle for carries behind Adrian, he and Asiata battling?
Well, you know, Jerick has, like you're talking about CJ, like some of these other young guys, I think he's building on what he did a year ago. You know, he's healthy. He's 100%. I mean, it's unfortunate he got hurt late in the year because he was having a very good rookie year. He looks quick, fast. He's going to be a good change-up guy. He's got very good hands. So, you know, I like the fact that he's on our football team.
Why do you have so many young first- or second-year offensive linemen
trying to find a spot? What's the challenge for you with that many guys that are
– Well, the challenge is getting the five best playing and then getting them comfortable playing the position. And we've used this work to try to get a feel for these guys. And the best feel you can get for them is their athleticism and how quickly they learn and how quickly they adjust. The whole game changes when we go to camp. They put the pads on. It's a totally different deal. And, we're lucky in that we have real good depth in the defensive line. So we're able to evaluate these linemen against very good players. And, it's going to be very competitive, and I think we'll come out of it with a very good starting offensive line, and I think we'll have a lot better depth than we had a year ago.
Last one for Nord. With Teddy going into his second year, everybody going in their second year in this offense, Adrian coming back, are there any wrinkles to the offense that maybe you weren't kind of held back a little bit last year that you can bring into the play more this year?
We're going to do everything we can on a weekly basis to win the game, and, there's always new trends, new things that people are doing. But if we're going to be a good offense, we have to be really good with our core, with the things we do day to day, and we have to be able to execute against good people. The change-ups, the gimmicks, the little wrinkles, they happen. And when you get really good at the basics and you get really good at the fundamentals, then you have something to build on and you can create some different looks.
Thanks, everybody. We'll have Mike Creeper down here shortly.